Listening Effectively, John A. Klein. Relationship Listening. The purpose of relationship listening is either to help an individual or to improve the relationship between people. Therapeutic listening is a special type of relationship listening. Therapeutic listening brings to mind situations where counselors, medical personnel, other professionals allow a troubled person to talk through a problem. But it can also be used when you listen to a friend or an acquaintance and allow them to get things off their chest. Although relationship listening requires you to listen for information, the emphasis is on understanding the other person. Three behaviors are key to effective relationship listening: attending, supporting, and emphasizing. Number one, attending. Much has been said about the importance of paying attention or attending behavior. In relationship listening, attending behaviors indicate that the listener is focusing on the speaker. Nonverbal cues are crucial in relationship listening. That is, your nonverbal behavior indicates that you are attending to the speaker, or that you aren't. Eye contact is one of the most important attending behaviors. Looking appropriately and comfortably at the speaker sends a message that it is different from that sent by the frequent shifts of gaze, staring, or looking around the room. Body positioning communicates acceptance or lack of it. Leaning forward toward the speaker demonstrates interest. Leaning away communicates a lack of interest. Head nods, smiles, frowns, and vocal cues such as, uh-huh, I see, or yes, all are positive attending behaviors. A pleasant tone of voice, gentle touching, and concern for the other person's comfort are other attending behaviors. Number two, supporting. Many responses have a negative or non-supportive effect. For example, interrupting the speaker, changing the subject, turning the conversation toward yourself, and demonstrating a lack of concern for the other person. Giving advice, attempting to manipulate the conversation, or indicating that you consider yourself superior are other behaviors that will have an adverse effect on the relationship. Sometimes the best response is silence. The speaker may need a sounding board, not a resounding board. Wise relationship listeners know when to talk and when to just listen, and they generally listen more than they talk. Three characteristics describe supportive listeners. 1. Discretion, being careful about what you say and do. 2. Belief, expressing confidence in the ability of the other person. And 3. Patience, being willing to give others the time they need to express themselves adequately. Number 3. Empathizing. What is empathy? It is not sympathy, which is a feeling for or about another, nor is it apathy, which is a lack of feeling. Empathy is feeling and thinking with another person. The caring, empathetic listener is able to go into the world of another, to see as the other sees, hear as the other hears, and feel as the other feels. Obviously, the person who has had more experience and lived longer stands a better chance of being an effective, empathetic listener. The person who has never been divorced, lost a child to death, been bankrupt, or lost a job may have a more difficult time relating to people with these problems than one who has experienced such things. Risk is involved in being an empathetic relationship listener. You cannot be an effective, empathetic listener without becoming involved, which sometimes means learning more than you really want to know. But commanders can't command effectively, bosses can't supervise skillfully, and individuals can't relate interpersonally without empathy. Abraham Lincoln is reported to have said, "I feel sorry for the man who cannot feel the stripes upon the back of another." Truly, those who cannot feel with another person are at a disadvantage in understanding that person. Empathetic behavior can be learned. First, you must learn as much as you can about the other person. Second, you must accept the other person, even if you can't accept some aspects of the person's behavior. Third, you must have the desire to be an empathetic listener, and you must remember that empathy is crucial to effective relationship listening.